Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Nocturnal, Bareback in the Dark. Written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. The birdsong outside woke me up before the feel of his hard dick pressing against my back. I was briefly confused. Why was there a bird calling outside in the dead of night? I lifted my head briefly to check. And yes, it was still dark. The only source of light was seeping from underneath the bathroom door. The light we'd forgotten to turn off hours earlier, before we both fell into bed, and each other. His hand brushed against the soft skin in the small of my back as he began to languidly stroke himself. Sharp knuckle occasionally scuffed across me, his breath warm in the back of my neck as I lay still and imagined what it looked like from above. Was his head close to touching my cool skin, I wondered, before I moved back, ever so slightly, to test it. Yes, it was tantalizingly close. Now and then, his earthy grunt was louder than the bird. It was when he wiped his pre-cum in between the top of my cheeks that I reached around and pulled one side back, allowing him more room to rub his dick into the crack. Releasing the flesh from my grip, it slapped around him, trapping his head against me. He continued to wank into the valley of my arse, kissing the back and side of my neck in between low moans, while I lazily played with one of my nipples, now hardened in the cool night air. His strokes started to speed up, his fist bouncing against my plump cheek. I reached around and held his hip firmly, pushing his body further into mine. I wanted to feel his cum fill my hollow, feel it drip down into my skin and stick my cheeks together. I wanted to dreamily fall back to sleep, having been used and marked as his. But he had other ideas, other plans for this night, his strokes slowing to a stop. Abruptly, his hand gripped under my thigh and pulled it up. We both heard the wet suck of my lips opening up for him. One finger slid from the top of my crack down, briefly swirling over my puckered arsehole before plunging into my cunt. I hadn't realised I was that wet, that needy. Another finger joined in, slowly pumping in and out of me. Stretching, preparing, enjoying. Soon, the head of his cock lined up to greet my hole. Having your cunt breached in the dark feels different to the light. Your senses are heightened. Everything feels more intense, more urgent, just more. My eyes were open when he slid inside me, but I closed them then, so I could concentrate on the sensation of his hardness, pushing past every single nerve ending on its way into the deepest part of me. Hard nipples rubbed against my back as he bottomed out into me, his hand grasping my hip as he thrust up, nails digging into my flesh. It was then I realised his dick was bare and grinned. This was the first time we had fucked without a condom. We talked about going bareback, agreed it all, and now, in the urgency of the dark, we were feeling each other's skin slide against one another for the first time. The anticipation of being filled with his cum caused me to cry out, needily, begging for more. He told me to roll over onto my back, and I obeyed, opening my eyes so I could witness us merging, before he parted my thighs wide and breached me once again, my cunt even slicker than before. We both became silent, listening to the wet smack of his cock, fucking me hard and fast. My cunt, although tight, offered no resistance, welcoming his length in completely, over and over and over. Leaning in, his thrusts became more shallow as his mouth enclosed one of my stiff nipples and sucked sharply. Teeth grazed, then scraped across my skin as he held my nipple in between his jaws and lightly clenched. Grasping his head in my hands, I held him close. Our eyes met for the first time since we'd fallen asleep. He looked desperate, determined, full of lust and frustration and need. I understood completely. Attention turned to the second nipple. This time, long, slow licks before his lips suckled it in. I pushed my hand down through where our bodies pressed together to find my clit. My fingers prized our pubic hair apart to find the most tender part, soaked wet, so he could feel me clench around him, come onto him. His dick preoccupied so many of my nerve endings that I didn't feel it at first. But then my fingertip nudged the very tip and my whole body shuddered. His dick began to twitch, his moans becoming louder. He moved closer as I did. I wish I could have sustained this feeling for longer, edged myself, delayed the inevitable. But I was powerless. My fingers and clit conspiring against me to pursue their own pleasure. My nipple popped from between his lips as he pulled his body upright, away from mine, as he concentrated all his effort on fucking me, driving his dick as deep as my cunt could allow. I lost myself then. My spine tensed, my toes gripped the bedsheet. A low squeal erupted from my lips as I came all over him. I could feel his movement change as he was clenched by my throbbing cunt, his dick finding it more difficult to slide through my tight muscles. So instead, he lost himself too. He released with a roar. For the first time, I felt his spunk stream into me, filling my body to bursting. Initially, it was simply heat, licking at my slick walls, before the pressure and the deluge and his relief. My body suddenly became heavy, and I slumped into the bed, mewling, my energy spent, and let my cunt become drunk on his cum. His thrusts slowed and slowed, milking every last drop of himself inside me, as his roars quietened to moans, and then to sighs. We allowed ourselves to kiss then. Now it was all over. Now we could tear ourselves away. His tongue on mine tasted all the sweeter for the wait. Sleep reclaimed us both, while our bodies were still joined together. I didn't even get to feel his cum trickle out behind his softening cock and drip down between my arse cheeks and onto the bed. The bird continued to sing outside, alone once more in the receding darkness. If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's robyneatseverything.com. And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.